Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Welcome and thank you for being here. I hope you are experiencing a wonderful day, no matter where you are in the world or what is going on in your life. I hope you are able to connect with a sense of gratitude for everything you have right now, because we have so much in every moment. I appreciate you connecting with this show, and I'm very excited to do each broadcast. For those of you who listen on iTunes, and I know that's a lot of you, I have a quick update. There were some shows missing on the iTunes stream, and they have been uploaded, so now they are all available. They were the episodes in June and July. And now they are there. So please go ahead and check those out. Look at all the topics that we talked about and covered, as well as some amazing guests that made an appearance here this summer. And speaking of guests, there are a few more wonderful guests coming your way in September and October. I have a full calendar of people to introduce you to who are doing really amazing work in the world. So please stay tuned and connect on Facebook and Twitter to see who these wonderful people are and to discover more of their work. I love bringing you people who resonate with the energy of the show, who have similar messages, who have wonderful bits of wisdom and all kinds of things to share with you, including books, classes, all that good stuff. So those people will be coming your way in September and October. And also to let you know, I have been invited to appear on some national radio programs in the fall, so I will keep you posted on those. I will be speaking with some wonderful hosts in September and October as well, so I'll let you know when and where. Things are definitely picking up as we exit summer and enter fall. I know that is accurate here for those of us in the northern hemisphere, while our friends in the southern hemisphere are about to enter their springtime and then their summer. So beautiful blessings to you in whatever season you are experiencing right now. A few more updates. We are doing wonderful work over on Spirituality University, my friends. And if you have a moment to just hop on over there, click on over to spiritualityuniversity.com, there is a new mastery course that just debuted this week. It is currently 50% off for just a few days so that it can help as many people as possible. This is one of the ways we want to be generous with our spiritual knowledge, while also honoring the fact that spiritual teachers need to make a living. So we try and give you these windows of time to grab the courses and experience them at 50% off before we need to raise the price a little so that the teachers can make money and can really be prosperous with their wisdom and teachings. Please go over and check out what we're offering right now. There are new courses coming every month, and some you will resonate with more than others, of course. That's just how it goes. But I just want to call it out to you that if you join the email list, you will be automatically entered to win a free course every month. So that's one way to connect with this wisdom. And our courses have been receiving great feedback, and that's partly because you can take the courses and experience them on any mobile device, your iPad, your phone, your tablet, your desktop, your laptop, whatever you use to consume digital media, this will work for you. You listen to the recordings. You do some writing exercises. Some teachers guide you through meditations and guided exercises. There's tons of information. And we just received a new testimonial today about how the woman loved the course so much she took that she's actually going back and taking it again so that she can go deeper and get more information. Once you register for a course, you always have access to it. So keep that on your radar, and please stay connected with us as we bring you new mastery courses. I am the founder and director of Spirituality University, and there is much more to come. And that's all I'm going to say right now. I want to give a shout out to our friends at Happiness and Wellbeing Magazine. This is a wonderful digital publication. I read it every month, and as you might know, I write the monthly astrology column. And I suggest that this is a great way for you to get some instant highlights every month. Happiness and Wellbeing Magazine has wonderful features. The upcoming September issue is going to be all about manifesting. There's an upcoming issue about spirituality. So if you need something new to check out, new inspirations, new solutions, new anything, I invite you to look at Happiness and Wellbeing Magazine. They are on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and, of course, on their website. So those are all of my little blurbs. Oh, wait, I lied. I have one more. This show is sponsored by Audible, friends, and Audible is a wonderful place to listen to your favorite classics, and I have been falling in love with audiobooks because I listen to my favorites now, such as some of my favorite spiritual classics as well as some of my favorite literary classics. You know those books that you read back in the day and you think, I really should read that again, but I don't have time? Well, I just listen to them now. And, you know, you listen to them while you're going for a walk and while you're, you know, hopping around the house. So if you are interested in checking out audiobooks, go to audibletrial.com/MollyMcCord and you can get a free audiobook of your choosing to explore what audiobooks are all about. Thank you, everybody, for being here, and thank you to all of my new readers and the new people who have connected with me on Facebook and through your emails and social media. I really appreciate hearing from you, and I really appreciate your wonderful feedback about my spiritual memoir, The Art of Trapeze. For those of you who are brand new to the show, I am an author. I have 5 books out. I am an intuitive astrologer. I do this radio show. I am a teacher. I'm also a marketing expert, and I work with tons of clients to help with their business marketing. So I have a lot going on, and I love connecting with those of like mind who resonate with this information and energy. So I believe it's important to just give that type of shout out. And now what we're going to do is dive into your top spirituality questions. These are questions that have been coming through over the summer. The summer has been a little bit slower, because people are moving around. And so I normally do this as a monthly show, a monthly Q&A, but I held off until the end of the summer to allow these questions to accumulate. So we have some really good ones, and thank you to all of you who reached out and submitted these questions. I am honored that I can help you and support you with whatever is going on in your mind and however you can feel stronger. So this first question is really lovely. It comes from K.E., and the question is, how can I send love to another person? How can I send love to another person? I was very excited to see this question because I think it's something that we all wonder and we've thought about for whatever reasons, whether it's somebody who's in our life, whether it's someone who's no longer in our life, whether we just want to send love out to the world, or whether we just want to feel that energy within ourselves. And so, K.E., what I have to share is that it's important to know that love is a vibration of energy. It's a vibration of energy. It is a feeling. That's usually how we describe it. We describe love as a feeling, but all feelings are vibrations of energy. And they exist at different places on the energetic spectrum. And so when we're talking about love, we're talking about a very high vibration of energy. And I invite you to describe for yourself, what does that look like? What is the possible, highest possible vibration of energy look like for you? Usually there is a bright light associated with it. For example, you could envision white light. It could have sparkles. It could be strong and solid like a ray. Just describe for yourself the highest vibration of energy looks like. And the reason why I want you to do that is because you will then practice sending that visualized energy to another person, and you're also sending them that feeling of love, that vibration. I believe it's important for us to have a visual of these things, especially these esoteric concepts. Esoteric concepts are interesting and fabulous because it's going to be slightly different for every person. You know, what I visualize as love energy is going to be a little different than you, than you, than you, than you. And that's perfect because what we're all doing is tapping into the collective energy and a collective definition that is wide because it's made to be accessible to as many people as possible, this love vibration. And so my definition of love will be a little bit different than your definition of love, and that's based on many things. That's based on what you've experienced in your life, what your natural energy is, what your ideals of love are. It's also based on your soul's energy and these unconscious aspects of yourself. You know, some people can be holding the energy that love is this vibration and then be holding an unconscious belief that, and then you get hurt or then you get betrayed or then you get, you know, something negative happens. So what I invite you to do is to just hold this pure, amazing, crystal clear visualization of love, okay? And one of the ways that you can send love to another person is by visualizing this energy of love stemming from you. And so you're going to connect it to yourself, meaning you can imagine the same vibration of love showering down on you, running it through your chakras. You can imagine it sitting in your belly. You can imagine it sitting in your heart. Imagine this love that you are activating and visualizing. Now imagine it. I always imagine it going straight up. Okay, so going like straight up out of your head. And it creates a bridge, this other person. And you don't have to know where they are on the planet or where they're located in their exact GPS location. You're just visualizing this energy going up out of you, this love vibration, and it's creating a bridge to exactly where they are. And I want you to just imagine them surrounded in this love and receiving it. Now, they might not be consciously receiving it or aware of it, but they can feel it on some level. Or it could be something that you're just adding, like this infusion of energy to them. You know how when you're cooking, you add salt and pepper and seasoning? You're adding some love seasoning. You're just adding it into the mix. And when you do this, you're honoring their free will, because this is what I've learned, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm always honest with you. Not everyone wants to receive love. Not everyone wants to receive other energies. Some people are very locked into their own experiences or locked into what they're going through or what they are creating, and so they aren't able to receive it. But you don't have to worry about that, because you're just sending this love and you're releasing it. You're sending it and releasing it, and that is good enough. That's it. That's all you have to do. Now, another way you can send somebody love is to do the same type of exercise in meditation. You can even do it when you're, say, walking or exercising or whatever works for you. I know that a lot of people focus on things you can do during meditation, and that's absolutely accurate. However, I find that I can do some of my best energy work while I'm walking and exercising, because that's when energy is moving. So figure out what works for you. And another way you can send love to another person is to send it up to your higher self and then to their higher self and then down. Another way to bridge the energy. Doing that higher self exercise is a bit of a buffer, if you will. It's a way to also send the energy, but perhaps it can be a little bit more of a, it's almost like a little bit, having an intermediary at times can feel good. So go with what feels good for you. For example, oh, this is important. If you need to send love to somebody who has done something harmful, hurtful, or painful to you, but you're sending love as a form of forgiveness, release, compassion, blessings, whatever the intention might be, if you send it up to the higher self, bridge, you're able to energetically protect yourself, if you will. You're able to send that energy and feel safe. And you know, this is one of the most powerful things you can do, because when you're sending love to somebody who has harmed you in some way or hurt your heart or who just requires forgiveness in your life, if you're doing that with the higher selves of you and them, you're also elevating the energy and you're really connecting to a sincere place of forgiveness. So know that this is something you can do regularly, daily, weekly, however it comes to you. And whenever we work with energy, my friends, we have to take our ego mind out of it. And we have to release it. And this is part of our human training. It's our human work. Because your ego is going to want to say, all right, show me proof that this worked. If this worked, then the person should send me a Hallmark card. If this worked, this person will then all of a sudden do this or change their attitude or behavior or actions or what have you. That's not how it works. And you're going to set yourself up what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for expectations and further attachments to that person and what they choose and their free will. So anytime you're sending energy to a specific person, and I mean like a high vibrating love energy, you have to release it. You have to say, you know, I let this go and I trust that they will receive it for their best and highest good. And you have to, it's a gift, right? When you give a gift to somebody, you're just giving it, and you're not expecting something in return. So keep that in mind and just monitor that within yourself. Because, again, that's when the ego mind is going to step in and it wants to see if it worked. It wants to see results. It wants proof. And that's not what we're doing here. Rather, we're just giving it. We're just giving love. We're sending love. We're letting it go. We're letting it be. Okay. Wonderful. That's really powerful. And it will change a lot for you the more you practice sending love. So I really appreciate you asking this question, K.E. Beautiful. And please know that your question is helping so many people around the globe right now. So that's one of the reasons why I feel that these monthly Q&As are important, because it's how we support and help each other. Okay, so let's move to our next question from Jade. How do you cleanse your spiritual energy, especially when you live in a place like Chicago and you are forced to interact with negative energies just to survive? I don't know what to do with myself anymore with these negative energies. Okay, Jade. This is a great question, because no matter where you are always in control of your energies. You always have choices. And I believe, Jade, that you could even be someone at a soul level who chose to be in a situation with a lot of negative energy so that you can be the leader of the energy. You can raise it. You can demonstrate a new example, demonstrate a new way of being, demonstrate new choices. And that doesn't mean it's easy, but I want to provide you with an empowering perspective here. And it's beautiful that you're asking this question, because I think this is one of our biggest things we come against in our human experience. How do you stay in your own energy when you're surrounded by negative energies? How do you return to that place of positivity when you're surrounded by negativity? So, first of all, I just feel that you need to hear that you're powerful, and that at your age and where your life is right now, you will have some choices to make that are going to help you. And you have the possibility of making choices that take you away from certain environments and into other environments. So stay open. Stay open to other choices, my friends. And this is where our intentions come into play. You know, wherever you are, you can hold a very high intention for yourself. You can always hold a positive intention. It can be as simple as, I intend to find a job that I love, where I am connecting with people that support me. And you can hold the intention for that job, for that experience, for the opportunity. We are always in charge of our intentions, and our intentions are private. You don't have to tell a soul. Hold the intention of what you want, and you never know how it can show up. It can show up through a passing comment from an adult, a teacher, a friend. It can you meet. It can show up when you're at the doctor's office. I mean, you never know. So just hold the intention that I am ready to connect with more positive energies that are a better fit for me. Now, in terms of cleansing your spiritual energy is always high vibrational, and I always think of it as white light, bright light, blinding light, if you will, something very powerful and strong. And something you can do very simply is to imagine this light before you go to bed, whether you're lying in bed, whether you're sitting on the edge of your bed, whether you have a few quiet moments to yourself, this beautiful white light shining and showering down upon you and literally like releasing all of the energies of the day, letting it go and just saying, I clear away the energies of today, and I clear them away with high light. You can do this in your head. You do not have to say it out loud. You can do it in the car. You can do it walking down the street. You can do it after a crummy experience. You can just call in that intention, and this is something we train ourselves to do. Cleansing your spiritual energy is powerful, but what you're really doing is actually cleansing your physical energy, your emotional energy, your mental energy. So you're actually cleansing your human energy with spiritual energy. Another thing you can do is if you ever work with chakras, you can cleanse your chakras with white light. Again, imagine just white light just spinning through every chakra, all seven chakras. The other thing I encourage you to do is to determine what angels or God or guides you connect with and speak. Speak to spiritual allies, because this is going to be a good release for your mental spinning and our human needs. So, again, this requires also being able to listen so that you can hear messages. And this is available to everybody, by the way. There was a time when we thought only a few select people on the globe could do this, but that's not true. It does take practice. It does take repetition and listening and then trusting what you hear. So know that the more you open up to spirit, the more spirit responds. But we have to initiate that. And Jade, I feel like you're going through some big things right now that are going to help you be stronger in yourself and to make more powerful choices. So know that, I don't want to diminish any of the negative stuff, because I know it's real in some regards, but what you're doing here is you're making some new conscious choices about your energy and your power, and the fact that you're asking these questions is wonderful because it demonstrates that you are raising your consciousness, you're connecting with more of your power, and you are doing a lot of wonderful work right where you are. You know, if you can, Jade, and to anybody listening, I recommend the book Lightworker by Lloyd Matthew Thompson. You can find the book on Amazon, on iTunes, on Kobo. It's Smashwords everywhere. And it's a great, great book. For those of you who are in places that are tough or if you're looking for some perspective, I feel that this book is going to help you see with a new perspective, a new understanding of what you are doing here personally, as well as more about your soul purpose, more about who you are and your role, because we look for that in our lives. So, again, I strongly recommend this book. It's by Lloyd Matthew Thompson. It's called Lightworker, A Call to Authenticity, and it could be a very helpful for what you're going through and for your path. So thank you for this question, a wonderful question. Let's see, moving on, we're going to now talk about dreams. And this question comes from Dara. I believe I'm saying your name right, Dara. And it's about dreams. It's about how do I connect with understanding my dreams? What are the meanings of my dreams? And this is a big topic, By the way, this is a huge topic, and there's books out there that describe different meanings of things you see or experience in a dream. There's books about astral travel, which we experience in dreams. You know that feeling of flying or falling, or that you're really alive in another location? That is all related to astral travel. So you can find some resources about that, even just Google it, astral travel, and explore that as part of dreams. They're also called lucid dreams, lucid dreaming, which is when you think that it's real. You wake up and you're, I was really at that place. From that perspective, it is typically a multidimensional time travel of sorts, where you and your energy did go to another location, to another place, and it's part of our multidimensionality. In terms of the meanings of your dreams, I'm going to give just a really important insight for everyone to know. Let's say you have an intense dream, and it's about a person. We'll say it's about a person. And you wake up the next morning. What do you feel? Tap into the feeling you have about that person or about a situation or about something, because it's the feeling that is the message. And the feeling could be, I feel such love for this person, or I feel like we really were connected, or I feel that there's so much peace and forgiveness and love between us. That's one side of the spectrum. The other side is that you could be working some things out in your dreams. And so you could feel a fear or agitation or pain or harm or hurt or something that feels very real, because you're working something out in your dream state that you then don't have to work out in your conscious living life. Dreams are a gift in that way. You know, we can have these experiences and explore other parts of what we're going through in a dream state instead of having to create them in our conscious state. And so dreams are a playground for more of us to express ourselves, to get some things out of our system, if we will, and to understand how vast we are in what we can experience and feel. So when you have a dream or dreams that are really strong, connect with the feeling. Just try and pinpoint that main feeling the next morning. And I know how sometimes our dreams are just fleeting. You wake up and you remember, and it was this and it was this, and you felt this and you saw this, and then by the afternoon, you forget or you can't remember. Conversely, there are dreams that you feel you can always remember, or at least I've had that. I don't know if you have that. I can still remember some of my most poignant dreams that I still can connect with and remember exactly what they were about, and they happened years ago. And so that tells me that energy is really strong for me, or something I can readily connect to at any time. Dreams are just that playground of our subconscious, of our unconscious, of our multidimensionality. There are typically a few ways to interpret dreams, and you are usually the one who knows best, because you know what you're going through right now, or you know the most about a certain personal experience or the most about a relationship. So trust what you feel, and don't try to be too literal. That is a caution. Dreams are very rarely literal. They're symbolic. They're conveying more information for us to sometimes sit with or chew on that we wouldn't normally think of in our conscious awake state. So when you're looking for the meanings of your dream, simply identify the feelings or main feeling and know that that is typically the main message. The main message is the feeling that you wake up with. And again, it's a huge topic. It's a fascinating topic because we actually dream every night, even if we don't remember it. We dream every night, and we need that. It's a way that our physical self can release and check out. It's a way that our minds relax. It's a way that we process and release stuff. So dreams are so healthy for us. We need them. And they're often very, very safe, a very safe way to work through energy. And remember, you know, you can set the intention to remember your dreams or to understand your dreams better. And there is a lot out there about keeping a dream journal. So if you want to explore them more, writing out your dreams or what you remember right when you wake up can be very helpful because you're also documenting the dreams and then you're seeing any patterns around your feelings. If you're going through a very big time in your life with lots of changes and lots of shifting, you might have more expressive, intense dreams so you can work through what you're really feeling. So, again, it's a whole area of study. It's really fascinating stuff. So you can find some more resources on that online if you were to Google astral, that's A-S-T-R-A-L, travel, or lucid dreams, or even just the meaning of dreams. I'm sure that brings up a ton of things on Google. Okay, so now we're going to dive into a question about cosmic consciousness. I mentioned that I'm an author, and one of the books I have out is called The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness. This book is the second in a series, and the third book is coming out later this year. And when the third book comes out, it's like everything that I'm talking about in these books is going to make sense. And I said previously, thank you for hanging in there. I'm doing something very different. It's very new. And so I appreciate those of you who are reading these books and who have questions and who want to know more, because I think the third book is really going to bring it together. And ultimately, the intention of the third book is to help you understand you, your journey, your soul, your purpose, your energy, all these things. So that being said, The Modern Heroine's Journey of Consciousness describes the five types of consciousness on the planet now. Five types. And these energies are alive on the planet. They are moving and fluid and happening. You know, energy is always in motion. It doesn't stay still. And so the five types of consciousness are separation consciousness, which is also known as victim consciousness or poverty consciousness. It's the belief that everything happens to me. Separation consciousness is when you think your power is outside of you. You're separate from your power. The next type of consciousness is earth consciousness. What you see is what you get. This is the physical world. This is everything we can touch and validate and have proof and results. It's governed by our physical selves and our ego minds. And it includes data and linear facts and all these things that make up what we can see in third dimensional reality. That is earth consciousness. Third is called heart consciousness. Heart consciousness is I am you and you are me. This is where we remember that we're connected to each other. Heart consciousness is how we help each other. For example, nonprofits, charities, volunteering. Anytime there's a national disaster, heart consciousness elevates us all to, hey, we have to take care of each other. And it's a reminder that we share this planet together, that we can each contribute. That's heart consciousness. The fourth, awakening consciousness. Awakening consciousness is I am powerful in all ways. I am powerful in all ways. And this is where you are claiming all aspects of your life, of your journey, and you're saying, I'm so powerful. I created this experience so I could be stronger, so I could learn, so I could forgive, so I could love myself more. Awakening consciousness is connected to your soul's vibration and the fact that you are a powerful soul who is here in this temporary physical body to grow and to learn and to experience yourself and your power. And then we have the fifth consciousness, which is cosmic consciousness. I am an eternal being in an eternal universe. And this elevates the energy even more to the fact that you are bigger and eternal, and you are connected to everything in the universe. You are the stars. You are the energy of the galaxy. Because energy is always in motion. We are always in motion as eternal beings, and we are continually moving through these different energies. And so cosmic consciousness connects us to the galaxy, to other planets, to all the energies, to things that we, at a human level, don't fully understand yet. And so this question is asking, does cosmic consciousness know everything, including what is happening at this moment? Where does this consciousness know from, and how does it express itself to you? Is it an illusion? And so there's lots of questions about this. And that's because cosmic consciousness is something you connect with through universal intelligence. It's not through our human ego mind. It's usually something we connect with through meditation. And it's the understanding that we are quantum. So if you were to explore cosmic consciousness more, you would want to head into the quantum mechanics department of the library and look at quantum physics and how everything is happening now in this one moment. Yet here on Earth, things are slowed down because we have time and space to contend with. And again, Albert Einstein explored these theories. Albert Einstein went into what this means, that here we live on this planet with all these things that are happening on a timeline, but out there in other dimensions, it's all happening in the now. And that's why our brains can be overrun with information and just think, how is this possible? We start asking all these hows, right? Because we're trying to understand it with our human mind. But this is something to understand through the universal mind. And so this understanding of what cosmic consciousness is connected to quantum physics, it's connected to what Albert Einstein was exploring about universal physics, and it's understanding that we only know like a very small spectrum of anything. It's further explored through the recent television show called Cosmos, which was here in the U.S., but it is available to watch around the globe if you want to explore more. Cosmos by Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is a quantum physicist, and he talks about how everything in physical form has is made up of the same atomic molecules. Everything from our trees to our chairs to our bodies are made up of the same base compounds that are found out in the cosmos, out in the galaxies that we know of and even galaxies we don't know of yet. And so when we're talking about cosmic consciousness, we're looking at how everything is connected. And quantum physics and quantum science proves this. And this is how we connect with the understanding that we are all connected. And I believe that this also supports how we are all connected to God, Spirit, Universal Mind, that we're all connected, and yet we are all individual aspects. And as I share this information, there are people who will always disagree with it, who will never understand it, who have no interest in it, who don't want to go there or explore that or see it from that perspective, and that is perfect. If you have curiosities about this information, I invite you to explore it more based on your own interests and your own desires to understand more, because what is really fascinating about this time that we live in is that there are so many opinions and theories and ways of understanding information, and it's so important that you choose what is best for you. And there was a time when many people would sell you information, like, believe this, prove this, buy what I'm saying, buy my book, do this, right? That's what we're used to. We're used to people marketing ideas to us, campaigning to us, saying, jump on my boat, believe what I'm saying, and believe everyone else is wrong. And this time phase that we live in now, you can subscribe to that belief or that understanding, but I don't. And so that's why I invite every person to figure out what is best for them, because I'll tell you a secret. I actually believe all rivers lead to the same ocean. All rivers lead to the same ocean. Whatever you believe is perfect for you, whatever supports you is what you need. And there doesn't need to be this focus on a majority opinion anymore. I really don't think so. So when we're talking about cosmic consciousness and the bigger picture and how energy works and universal laws, every person will arrive at an understanding that it works for them. And when we talk about cosmic consciousness and the universal mind and universal intelligence, we are all connected to it. Just some of us have stronger connections than others. Some of us are more willing and open to connect, and that's all the beauty of free will. Absolutely. And what's really cool is that multiple people will convey the same information in different ways, in their own ways. And so I think about what I teach, for example, and what I share with you, and then I come across other spiritual teachers and messengers who are sharing the same thing in their own way. And isn't that incredible that we are arriving at the same understanding or conclusions? And so it isn't just one person talking about this stuff. It's many people. Many people sharing this information in their own way. And I think of it as like a, and, you know, everyone brings their own recipe, or they bring their own chocolate chip recipe, and it turns out to have similar components and ingredients that support the other recipes. Barbara Marks Hubbard has been a teacher and messenger of cosmic consciousness for decades. She's amazing. Her work is incredible if you would like to check out more about this topic. Another great person, David Wilcock. David Wilcock, wonderful information. Greg Braden. Greg Braden has been talking about all kinds of phenomenal topics about spirituality and science and consciousness. Great stuff. So if you are interested in more of this information and understanding it more and looking at things from a more cosmic perspective, do check out those other leaders and see where the breadcrumbs lead you. Because I think that's one of the exciting things right now about our human experiences is that we have access to so much information and so many things we can be learning about ourselves in the cosmos. Again, the television program I really strongly recommend it's called Cosmos, and I think it's called, I think CosmosOnTV.com. It's Space-Time Odyssey is what it's also called. Wonderful program. It's a series program that talk about different aspects of the human experience in space and time. So it's based on Carl Sagan's work. So it's really cool how all this stuff overlaps, how the spiritual information that I share overlaps with the astrophysicist information that overlaps with quantum physics, that all of it reinforces each other. And it's pretty cool how we're finding out some very similar things here, even though we're coming from it at different angles. So please check that out if you're curious and if you're interested. And thank you, everybody, for submitting your questions. I will do another round of you answering your spiritual questions in another upcoming show, and you can submit your questions on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Don't forget to sign up for the free 44-page guide to ridiculously loving and celebrating yourself. That is my gift to you. I want as many people to connect with that energy within themselves as possible. If you want to submit a spiritual question, you can do so under the Nice to Meet You tab on the navigational bar, and just it'll pop up to ask a spiritual question. Thanks, everyone, for being here. I hope that this has been a highlight of your week. I know that you are always a highlight of my week. I look forward to these programs with you and connecting in this way. And I am grateful for your time and energy. I will see you soon. I am going to be doing a best of summer special next week. So tune in then, and you might catch some programs that you missed. And then in September, we'll get going with some wonderful guests and new topics. Thanks for being here, everybody. Have a wonderful day ahead, and many blessings to you. Thank you.
I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life, for life, for life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive, alive, alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. My moment.